It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
WIBA, Madison in the Morning and Everyday Outdoor Living, brought to you by The Bruce Company, hanging out in studio this morning with Lisa Briggs. Of course, as mentioned, Lisa comes to us from The Bruce Company, and she is here to answer your question at 608-321-1310, 608-321-1310, or questions. You like questions as well,
don't
you?
I do like questions, and it's time for questions because it's getting nice. Happy vernal equinox.
Woohoo! I remember, was it a few years ago where there was a story about eggs standing up on their end and the vernal
equinox? Yeah, it's on, I put... Yes, I learned the trick.
Is there a way to do it?
Oh, yeah.
You got
a cheat. There's a cheat.
Really?
Watch the video.
All right. Oh, was it you that taught? Maybe it may, you know what? Maybe I credit where credit's due. Was it you that I think brought this up about how you can do some magic? Maybe I'm off.
Yeah. No, I don't know. But yes, no, there's a trick to it. So, you know, astound your friends and family.
Amaze. Yes. Of course, Lisa comes to us, as mentioned, for The Bruce Company. Great day to get on in. They'd love to see you right at 2830 Parmenter Street. That's 2830 Parmenter Street. The website, brucecompany.com. Facebook and social media, The Bruce Company. And as mentioned, phone lines are open right now at 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. As we look towards spring underway and getting underway, days are going to get warmer. Outdoors are going to be more pleasant, right?
Sure. Yes. And I like this time of year.
It's
frustrating. It's a frustrating time of year.
Is it?
Well, yeah, because you know it's like tomorrow's going to be 50.
Yeah.
And it'll be 50 for a few days, and then it'll go back. So it's like
get one step
forward, two steps back.
Hey, we're going to talk a little bit about furniture, and I know you guys have a great sale going on right now. Wisconsin, as mentioned, even this time of year, we experience a variety of different climates, different levels of humidity, dryness, higher temperatures, lower temperatures, rain, snow, ice, a little bit of it all. Furniture, outdoor furniture especially. Now, most people wisely would have their stuff in right now, but even in
or covered,
yeah, very true.
Or covered,
but even in the early spring,
we just put ours under the overhang. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, we have no garage.
Oh,
and a small shed, which is like packed full of stuff.
So a lot of things.
So
that indicates one of the important things is, and as you mentioned, where you keep your patio furniture is you want really good stuff. I mean, if you want something that's gonna look great now and into the future and last and hold up, you really want to make sure you're getting the right kind of lines, right?
Yes. I mean, I've always tried to be that kind of person, you know, that sort of person to not buy as few of those sort of throwaway things as possible. I know that's hard.
And that's,
you have to make an investment.
And that is kind of difficult at times for people to do that. But I think of like, you know, some of these places where they just sell things in bulk and you'll buy like one of these like chairs that after a year, the back legs start to get wobbly.
I have some of those.
Do you?
Yes. Because, I mean, you need something and you don't have.
Yeah.
Yes, so you do what you have to do. But we do have a pretty wide range of pricing. So we've got some really affordable things, like some of the, like, By the Yard or Polywood or Nardi is the new line from that came in last year from Italy. And then we have some very high-end stuff like Castel or Lloyd Flanders with the woven and loomed wicker. But there are lots of choices in between there, and you come in and our associates will help you figure out exactly not only what will fit your lifestyle, but also what will fit your space. And then there are endless ways to customize it with color and finishes and all that kind of stuff.
Is there a four-letter word going on right now on some of that stuff? S-A-L-E?
Oh, yeah. Well, one of our vendors.
Yeah.
So this time of year, we have these sort of sporadic manufacturer authorized sales
events.
Is what we call them, or
yes.
events. Yes. So NCI or North Cape International is on sale through the 27th, 20 to 30% off in store and special orders.
Oh.
So they do dining, they do deep seating, they do all kinds of different materials. So lots of choices.
That, and that's big, too, about the special order as well, is typically the in stock,
yeah.
but this is extends out there.
Yeah,
and
typically these sales are restricted to special orders
mm-hmm.
and not to in stock.
So,
but this time it's in stock as well.
Great time of year. Get into the Middleton Gardens and the Bruce Company, 2830 Parmenter Street. That's 2830 Parmenter Street. The website, brucecompany.com. That's brucecompany.com. Their telephone number, 836-7041. Mention brucecompany.com. I didn't mention, it's important to mention, they're all over Facebook and social media, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest. You can find them there. Bruce Company, the Bruce Company. You'll find them on all those locations. And if you've got a question for Lisa, love to get you on the air this morning, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. And Chris joins us this morning. Chris, welcome to the program. You're on the air with Lisa Briggs from the Bruce Company.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
My question is, I tapped maple trees, two trees, one on my neighbor's yard and one on the lot line, and was collecting some syrup and realized that they had their lawn treated within the week before I tapped the trees. Will that affect the syrup, or is it okay to go ahead and collect it?
Most treatments for lawns are pretty quick acting and also fast to break down. You know, you'll see a lot of those signs that'll say keep your pets off for 24 hours or until it dries. And it's also pretty limited. If it's sprayed on the lawn, it probably was taken up by the lawn. It's unlikely that it got deep enough into the soil that it actually roots were taking it in.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, I think it snowed right after they applied it. I don't know if it was a spray or a granular, but it snowed, so then the lawn was covered, and then it melted, and yeah.
Are you and your neighbor good friends, close enough that you could go over and even ask and say what it?
Yeah, ask him what he's put down. I'm not an expert at this for sure. My inclination is mm-hmm. that it's not going to affect the sap.
Sure.
I'm not 100% sure. Check with the extension. Contact UW Extension. Because there's probably
okay.
somebody there who has a better handle on it and could give you a super definitive answer.
And if
I will do that.
And
yeah.
if you need somebody to test, Chris, stop
I
on by.
I'll Sean is angling for syrup.
Oh, the real stuff. Great call, Chris. Thank you so much. And I love real maple syrup. I just
who does it?
Some people on this staff actually have
we prefer the.
Prefer
whatever
none.
That other stuff is
the butter flavored liquid. I love picking that stuff up. So that is awesome. Great call, Chris. If you've got a question for Lisa, you too can be like Chris, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Chatting this morning with Lisa Briggs from the Bruce Company online, brucecompany.com. That's brucecompany.com. They're right at 2830 Parmenter Street. That's 2830 Parmenter Street. That's where you will find the Middleton Garden Center, the Bruce Company, and the phone lines are open. 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. We're going to take your call. We'll talk about how the delivery of plants works, because there's a lot going on.
I'm thinking, what in the world were they spraying on someone on his neighbor's lawn at this time of year?
That's another interesting question.
This is my other question.
Because like I said, I'm like, I know I'm generally...
It's too early for fertilizer.
Yeah.
It's too early for pre-emergent, like, you know, crabgrass
yeah.
control.
Interesting.
Unless there was some underlying problem. Interesting. That's another question I would have.
All sorts of follow-up questions.
And yeah.
Great calls this morning. And if you ever have questions, love to get you on the air. 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll continue our conversation with Lisa and take your call next as Everyday Outdoor Living with the Bruce Company continues here on 1310 WIBA.
Mm-hmm.
820-820-1310 WIBA and Everyday Outdoor Living brought to you by The Bruce Company online, brucecompany.com. That's all one word, brucecompany.com. Facebook, social media, The Bruce Company. The best thing to do on this first day of spring is stop on in. They'd love to see you right at 2830 Parmenter Street. That's 2830 Parmenter Street. That's where you will find the Middleton Garden Center of The Bruce Company and all sorts of great things at The Bruce Company. We were talking before the break about furniture sales and special orders and furniture in general and all the great stuff you guys have at The Bruce Company. People often, of course, see the first day of spring and we get excited for good reasons.
Oh, it doesn't even have to be even close to the first day of spring.
Oh, people are.
Those first, like, really nice days at the, you know, end of February.
Light jacket days.
Yeah, those light jacket days. People get a little crazy.
You guys should do a light jacket day sale. Just a thought. Lisa's like, oh, those
are okay.
We got plenty of, yeah, got tons of people. But then, of course, people are asking plants. When
yes,
do plants
people
get
are
in and how does that work?
For things. And so everybody's impatient. We're super impatient, mm-hmm. too. So I just thought I'd talk a little bit about how things actually come to the garden center.
when a plant and a seed love each other very much. No.
So we do most of our ordering like last fall.
Okay.
And so we do get perennials and annuals from all over the sort of Midwest and local Wisconsin growers as well. And trees and shrubs come from all over the United States. And so those places are shipping south, mm-hmm. and going then moving north as the temperatures move, but they're sort of committed to those, you know, those more southern clime deliveries before they can get to us.
Mm-hmm.
So even though the weather seems like it, you know, if you have a run of really nice days and you think, oh, spring is here and I can protect against a frost, that's not a big deal. And why doesn't the garden center have plants? And that's why, because we're, you know, independent garden centers, mm-hmm. buy from independent growers, and we have to follow along with their delivery schedules. And as much as we would like to have stuff in right now, mm-hmm. you know, to be ready for the first nice days, it's kind of impossible to predict those when you're ordering stuff back in September and October of the year before. So, like, even the annuals, which we get many of our annuals from local growers, pansies, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
Last year we had pansies by now because we had a sunnier February and early March. And this year it's been cloudier and they're not coloring. And so it's just, you know, we want to have them and we know you all want us to have them. But until the weather is nice enough that they're actually coloring, we can't bring them in.
And it's because, you know, we all look day to day, hour to hour weather.
Absolutely.
Forecasts. Whereas, you know, if you're a grower, you're looking at blocks, you're looking at rolling averages, you're looking at all
Absolutely.
This stuff to work.
Absolutely.
And so that does affect things. So, of course, we'll let you know right away.
Yeah. As soon as stuff comes in, mm-hmm. watch our Facebook page. The first time the pansies come in, it'll be all over our Facebook page. And, you know, I'm on here every mm-hmm. week, so I can let you guys know what all is coming in. You can always call and ask us or email the plant desk, plantdesk@brucecompany.com. Right now, we do have the list of what we're expecting for mm-hmm. nursery stock for trees and shrubs. So if you're looking for something in particular, you can reach out to us via Facebook or emailing the plant desk and see what is coming in. But those are things just on order.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff happens. A couple years ago, one of our semis was abandoned. The reefer truck was abandoned. And by the time this stuff got to us,
sure,
it had sat in a hot enclosed truck and a lot of it was
didn't work.
Was not
yeah.
saleable anymore. These are living things mm-hmm. and stuff happens. There are crop failures. There are abandoned vehicles. There's all that kind of stuff that happens.
You know, and for people that are looking for a pop of color right now, I saw on your Facebook page.
We do have some beautiful meadow
yes,
flowers.
Those
all right?
are so cool.
Yeah, if you had your containers for the holidays with like greens and that kind of thing in them,
yeah.
I noticed mine are looking a little tatty.
Yeah.
Time to take them apart. But some you could put some bright metal garden art in something like that and make you smile when you walk in and out of your door.
The colors
for now.
are amazing on these, and they're beautiful, but also there's a couple with characters and some other things. I mean, really, really neat. Were these something you found on one of your trips?
No, I am not the buyer for that kind of thing. That would be Gail. And so, yeah.
Gail's got good taste as well.
Yeah, they're super cute. And they don't need any watering.
No.
You don't need to prune them or deadhead them. They are truly going to flower 365 days a year.
And it looks like some of them have movement too.
Some of them also. There's a whole array of things. Some of them, like big spinners, like kinetic art. Mm-hmm. Some of them have solar lights with them.
Wow.
So, lots of fun choices.
Those are awesome. You can get into the Middleton Garden Center, the Bruce Company, 2830 Parmenter Street. That's 2830 Parmenter Street. A lot of great stuff going on at the Middleton Garden Center of the Bruce Company. Again, the website, brucecompany.com, 2830 Parmenter Street is where you will find them. Another cool thing this time of year is stocking up seeds and bulbs and other types of things that I know as we get really antsy, there are certain things that you can be working on now, cleaning up your tools, stocking up on seeds, stocking up on bulbs, that type of thing. It's prime time, isn't it?
Yeah. We are starting to get restocked with our summer blooming bulbs. So we're talking about things like dahlias and begonias and that. And those you can start now if you buy them. You can start them in pots so you get a little jump start on the spring. Mm-hmm. With seeds, you can start most anything except tomatoes. It's still a little bit early for tomatoes. I would wait until, you know, at the earliest, and this would mean that you have like really good lighting. You could maybe start early April, but if you don't have a setup, it's best to wait until mid-April. Because tomatoes, once they get growing, they grow really fast and they get stretchy if they don't have enough light. You're also going to have to be prepared when you start that stuff early to up pot.
Okay.
Especially if you're using like the little cell packs.
Since I saw some photos on Facebook and since I saw this happening in my own yard, some of the bulbs starting to poke through. Anything to worry about? Just accept that's kind of part
of life. That's what happens when you have this sort
down.
Of seesaw. There might be, if we get really cold, there might be some cold damage on the tips of those leaves. Mm. As long as the flower buds aren't popping through, they'll be fine. They'll be fine anyway. It's just that you might lose flowers if we get, and that's what happens this time of year. You get those long stretches of days where it's quite nice.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get a couple of really cold nights because it's only March 20th, right?
Yeah.
Last frost-free day or the first frost-free date is generally like the second or third week of May, right? We're still 2 months away from that. So a lot is going to happen. But the nicer days, more things progress, the more they are in danger of being damaged by cold weather. But not necessarily killed, especially not perennial plants.
Okay. I saw my neighbor had some stuff poking through, and the deer were nice enough to trim it back for her.
Oh, so that's so sweet.
Mother Nature doing their part. Lisa Briggs with the Bruce Company online, brucecompany.com. That's brucecompany.com. Today is the day to get on in. They'd love to see you right at 2830 Parmenter Street. That's 2830 Parmenter Street. That is the Middleton Garden Center of the Bruce Company. And again, online, brucecompany.com. Lisa, it's always great hanging out. You enjoy this great day.
You too.
Friends from Trollbite. It's come your way next year on 1310 WIBA.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.